The Los Angeles City Council has given authorities there the ability to speed up the dismantling of homeless encampments, which have been multiplying in Los Angeles. One reason to do that is to clean up the streets. Another is because studies show that when homeless people with chronic diseases get off the streets, their health improves. So should federal health care dollars be used to house the homeless? Anna Gorman from Kaiser Health News reports.
Joe Parra is singing and playing his acoustic guitar. He's at an afternoon music jam at the Star Apartments in downtown Los Angeles. Parra spent years living in tents and friends' backyards. Then he got hit by a car and ended up in the hospital.
So I would have had to not only deal with homelessness, but deal with it in a wheelchair with my leg up.
The L.A. County Health Department handpicked Parra to live in one of the new apartments. Now he's walking again.
So they helped set me up here. As you can see, I've recovered.
The modern building, in the middle of Skid Row, has an art studio, a garden, and a medical clinic. It's part of a multi-million-dollar experiment. Use local health dollars to help house the sickest, most vulnerable homeless residents. Mark Trotz heads L.A. County's Housing for Health program.
Having them come off the street is 50% of the battle right there.
The project has been successful at saving money in L.A. County. Now, California wants to try something similar statewide. It's proposing to use federal Medicaid dollars to help get more chronically homeless people into housing and keep them there. Mary Cantwell with the State Department of Healthcare Services says the plan would benefit both homeless residents and taxpayers.
They will have better health outcomes, better quality of life, and overall healthcare costs will be reduced.
Nationwide, other cities are also moving homeless people into what's known as permanent supportive housing. Research shows that once there, they go to the hospital less and their stays are shorter. But critics say Medicaid money is limited and should only be used for medical care. Lonhee Chen teaches law and public policy at Stanford University.
We have to draw the line somewhere, and that line should be drawn more directly related to the provision of health benefits.
At the Los Angeles Apartments, owned by the Skid Row Housing Trust, residents meet regularly with case managers. They get help with everything from drug counseling to transportation. The residents can also attend depression support groups or diabetes classes. Will Nebbitt spent 30 years living on the streets. He says at 58, he's too old and sick to be out there again.
It kind of takes a toll on a person.
Nebbitt has a seizure disorder and heart disease. He's had four surgeries. When he was homeless, Nebbitt didn't have a place to keep his medications, and he didn't go to the doctor regularly. Now, he says, it's much easier to take care of himself. The county's health clinic is just minutes away.
Just take an elevator 5 stories down, and I'm at my doctor's office. I can't beat that.
Nebbitt and Parra are two of about 850 people L.A. County has found housing for so far. But there are still about 12,000 more chronically homeless people living on the streets. Mark Trotz from the County Health Services Department says there are real consequences if they stay there.
They tend to die young on the streets, and they just continually recycle through expensive healthcare settings.
Will Nebbitt says he's grateful to be off Skid Row and in his own apartment.
That's my sanctuary. That's where I go for peace and quiet.
For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman.